Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting second. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting third. The left fielder, George Schmies. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Leo Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Byrne. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tommy Byrne. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Archie Wilson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Porterfield. And now, play ball. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cohn. Del Singh reaches second base with a double. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Schmies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmies hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. Klutz drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Niemann out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Schmies settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Schmies. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Archie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Byrne covering, for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byrne fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Schmies settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0-for-1 in the game. Marion hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is hit by the pitch. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Schmies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmies is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmies hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost throws to second for one, and Michaels throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Niemann moves to second. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and has Niemann trapped. There's the throw to Michaels and over to Yost, who tags Niemann for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Schmies settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Archie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson is hit by the pitch. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. Wilson moves to second. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson scores. Runnels moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clutz hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Young fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0-for-1 in the game. Byrne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Porterfield covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Porterfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Porterfield reaches second base with a double. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion fields it and has Porterfield trapped. There's the throw to Thomas, who throws back over to Marion, who tags Porterfield for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-2 in the game. Cohn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Del Singh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Del Singh reaches second base with a double. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0-for-2 in the game. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Schmies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmies is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schmies hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Del Singh moves to third. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Del Singh scores. It's Browns, 1, Senators, 1. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Gordon Goldsberry now playing first base. Archie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon bunts towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Wilson scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Senators. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards second. Young scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Rivera pinch runs for Clint Courtney. Earl Rapp pinch hits for Bobby Young. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Les Moss now catching. Fred Marsh now playing second base. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Clutz hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Porterfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-3 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cohn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0-for-2 in the game. Byrne hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Del Singh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0-for-3 in the game. Marion hits a fly ball into center field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Schmies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmies is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schmies hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Clutz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Archie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.